Blog Talk Radio.
It's the lunch hour. Time to eat some delicious food on your break and listen to Alex Cardinelli as he discusses topics you want to hear, such as the current news, events, and more. This is a live show, so you may call in at 646-668-8419 to join the chat. Blog Talk Radio and Alex Cardinelli proudly present to you Lunch with Alex Cardinelli Live from Springfield, Mass. Now.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. I'm your host, Big Boss Man, Alex Cardinelli. I'm very glad to have a new show here on Blog Talk Radio. This is going to be a weekly show, and I think it's going to be a very fun show. I'm going to educate you and entertain you during your lunch break. Now, this show is going to air on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's also going to air on occasion on weekends when I want to do a special show or a holiday show, something along those lines. So remember, folks, Lunch with Alex Cardinelli will air Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Lunch with Alex Cardinelli, my newest podcast. This is a talk show that will air in the afternoon. It will feature current events, news, trending topics, WWE for all the wrestling fans, cooking, music, and more. Basically, there is something for everybody with this show. There will be guests on occasion from time to time. I will have special guests here on the show. So this is like a new podcast for me because in reality, it's like an everyday talk show for me, and I'm going to have a lot of fun doing this show. I've hosted shows like American Variety Network, Ace Network, and the Chef Cardinelli Cooking Show, and I'm going to take all the knowledge from those shows and apply into this show, and I'm going to host this show professionally. Now, this show is a free account here on Blog Talk Radio, which means that I have up to 45 minutes to do a show, 30 live and 15 archive. Now, I want to remind anybody listening to today's show, please follow me here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking the follow button above today's episode. By following my page here on Blog Talk Radio, you will get notifications about when I'm going on air next. So let's say, for example, I have a show tomorrow, you will get an email reminding you about tomorrow's show so you can tune in. There's a follow button on my website, which is blogtalkradio.com/lunchwithalexcardinelli. Now, I've got a special public service announcement regarding my new podcast, Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. You can call it a PSA if you want to. Now, I have 30 minutes of live on-air time, and I also have 15 minutes extra recorded time, so I've got up to 45 minutes of being on the air. Now, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the show goes into recording mode and unfortunately will not be live, which means you will not be able to listen to the recording. However, you can listen to the recording after this show archives. You'll have to re-listen to the show and fast forward to the 30-minute mark and listen to the recording. That's just how the free shows work on Blog Talk Radio, but it's still cool because you can still hear the recording. All right, that is the introduction to this new podcast. Now let's get started. Here's what's on the menu for today's show. I'm going to tell you about myself. I want you to learn about me as a host for this show. and then I'm going to talk about Donald Trump being elected the 45th president of the United States and the riots that some citizens are doing because of Donald Trump being elected the 45th president. I'm also going to talk about the Chicago Cubs winning the 2016 World Series, and I've got a very special Thanksgiving recipe, a delicious, creamy, moist Twix cheesecake later on in the show. And I have a lot more coming up on today's show. So let's get Lunch with Alex Cardinelli started, shall we? And I'm going to start by telling you guys about myself. First and foremost, I am 23 years old, and I live in Springfield, Massachusetts. Now, I've been podcasting for 3 years. Like I said earlier in the show, I've hosted the Chef Cardinelli Cooking Show, which is my most successful podcast to date, hopefully to be passed by this podcast. I've hosted American Variety Network, Ace Network, and I currently host my successful fish-keeping show called Aquatic Wetline. That's a very prestigious tropical fish-keeping show, and it's one of the first fish-keeping shows here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm very, very proud of that. So I've learned a lot from hosting those shows over the 3 years, and I hope to bring that to this show, Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Now, I want to tell you about some of my personal favorite hobbies. I am a tropical fish keeper, of course, as you guys know, because of the aquatic wetline. And I also love podcasts, as you guys can tell. And I'm also a good cook. I like to cook and bake, as you guys can tell with the recipes I'm going to be giving out on my show. And I also like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I also like the New York Yankees. Those are some of my favorite sport teams. And I also have a beagle puppy, as you guys can probably hear in the background. And I also have a Lhasa Apso, which is a very, very nice dog. So I'm lucky to have two dogs. I'm a dog person. I love dogs. Now, some of my favorite television shows are Monday Night Raw, and I also like SmackDown Live. I like Breaking Bad, which is really old. I like Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is making a return, by the way. Season 9 of recording has begun for Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I also like Kitchen Nightmares by Gordon Ramsay. That is some information about myself as a host for this podcast. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump becoming the president of the United States of America. Last Tuesday, Donald Trump was officially elected the 45th president of the United States. He defeated Hillary Clinton by a lot. He beat her so bad that she quit during the election, and now Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States of America. Now, I want to tell you about some good things that has happened since Trump has become the president-elect. Russia and Syria have publicly announced wanting peace with the United States of America. Israel's Prime Minister announced that they want to repair the damaged relationship between them and the U.S. The Dow closed yesterday at an all-time high. Canada and Mexico have announced they are willing to renegotiate NAFTA with the U.S., all in 2 days within electing Donald Trump as our 45th president of the United States. Now, I know a lot of people are upset that Donald Trump is going to be the 45th president of the United States because they think he's very controversial, but you got to give the man a chance. You can't judge how he's going to be as a president without giving him a chance. He's not even the president yet, and you have people bashing him on Facebook, and I'm sick and tired of seeing these posts on Facebook. So I'm going to tell you about some things Donald Trump wants to do as a president or some things that he has said. First and foremost, he feels that Muslims should not be admitted to the United States of America, and he thinks that most Muslims are terrorists. While I think that's not necessarily the case, not all of them are terrorists, most of them have been found to actually attack and be terrorists, but not all of them are. Now, Mr. Trump wrote that he was calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what is going on. He's since gone back on the announcement, instead saying that he would temporarily suspend immigration from some of the most dangerous and volatile regions of the world that have a history of exporting terrorism. He also feels that taxes should be reduced for everyone. And I definitely agree with this. Donald Trump should lower taxes, and people should have less taxes to pay. Really, really agree there with Donald Trump. Now, here's something I absolutely agree with for Donald Trump. The Black Lives Matter movement is trouble. Yes, I agree with that. All lives matter, whether you're Asian, Chinese, Puerto Rican, Italian, white, black, purple. All lives matter. There's no Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, Cops Lives Matter, or White Lives Matter. All lives matter. Now, Donald Trump tweeted a controversial and widely debunked graphic perpetrating to show that African Americans kill white and black people at far higher rates than white people or police officers. Now, he also thinks that China should be taken to task on a number of trade-related issues. He has said he'll make China stop undervaluing its currency and force it to step up to its environmental and labor standards, which I kind of agree with. Now, he also says that the veteran health care in the United States of America needs a major overhaul. I definitely agree with that. So those are some of the things he wants to do as the 45th president of the United States of America. Now let's talk about the riots that have been happening because Donald Trump was elected the 45th president of the United States. People are protesting all around the country, and they are causing destruction to the cities. Now, they think that Donald Trump is going to ruin America, but I personally think all these protests are what is ruining America, and it's an embarrassment to our country. Donald Trump has not done anything remotely embarrassing. It's all these protests that are going on because these people are upset that Donald Trump won. Get over yourselves, folks. No protest is going to change the fact that Donald Trump is a president. Your candidate lost fair and square, except the fact that Donald Trump is a president. One thing that absolutely baffles me is you've got these ignorant people out there that are attacking people who voted for Donald Trump. There are videos on Facebook where these people are attacking, physically attacking, beating up people for voting for Donald Trump. Come on, that is absolutely ridiculous, and it is despicable, if you ask me. It's absolutely ludicrous, and it's an embarrassment to the country. I'm embarrassed of the citizens that live in this country. Then I'm more embarrassed of the citizens than instead of the government, the way you guys act. Some citizens act like spoiled little children. They don't get their way, so they're going to put on their baby pants and start crying. Put on your adult pants and act like an adult, except the fact that Donald Trump is the president. All right, moving on to our next topic, a much funner topic and a topic that I'm going to love talking about. For the first time since 1908, the Chicago Cubs are World Series champions. That's right. The Cubs are the 2016 champions, and I cannot be any happier than I am right now because I've always been a fan of the Chicago Cubs, and I'm very happy to see them as World Series champs. Now, I have to say that Game 7 of the World Series was a classic. It went into extra innings, and it's one of the best games in World Series history, in my personal opinion. And I really, really enjoyed that game. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs for becoming the 2016 World Series champions. They have a lot of young players on their team, and quite possibly they're going to have more World Series titles coming their way in the next couple of years, hopefully. I would love to see more World Series championships for the Chicago Cubs.
Today is Monday, November 14th, the 319th day of 2016. There are 47 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history. On November 14th, 1851, Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick or the Whale was published in the United States almost a month after being released in Britain. On this date, in 1910, Eugene B. Ely became the first aviator to take off from a ship as his Curtiss Pusher rolled off a sloping platform on the deck of the scout cruiser USS Brigham off of Hampton Roads, Virginia. In 1925, the first group exhibition of surrealistic paintings opened at the Galerie Pierre in Paris. In 1940, during World War II, German planes destroyed most of the English town of Coventry. In 1954, the president of Egypt, Mohamed Naguib, was deposed by the Revolutionary Command Council, leaving Gamal Abdul Nasser fully in charge as acting head of state. In 1969, Apollo 12 blasted off for the moon. In 1996, Cardinal Joseph Bernardin, the senior Roman Catholic prelate in the United States and leader of Chicago's 2.3 million Catholics, died at his home at age 68. Singer Michael Jackson married his plastic surgeon's nurse, Debbie Rowe, in a ceremony in Sydney, Australia. 10 years ago, gunmen kidnapped up to 150 staff and visitors in a raid on a higher education ministry office in Baghdad, Iraq. President George W. Bush left the White House on a state visit to Vietnam. Brandon Webb of the Arizona Diamondbacks won a wide-open race for the NL Cy Young Award. 5 years ago, former Penn State football assistant coach Jerry Sandusky, in a telephone interview with NBC News Rock Center, denied allegations he sexually abused 8 boys and said any activities in a campus shower with a boy were just horseplay. A Russian spacecraft carrying NASA astronaut Dan Burbank and 2 Russians blasted off from the snow-covered Kazakh steeps headed for the International Space Station. 1 year ago, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for a wave of attacks in Paris that killed 103 people and said France would remain at the top of the list of its targets. A high-speed train undergoing a test run derailed and plunged into a canal in North France, killing 11 people. Today's birthdays, actress Kathleen Hughes is 88. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Jimmy Perfail is 87. Composer Wendy Carlos is 77. Britain's Prince Charles is 68. Singer Stephen Bishop is 65. Presidential Advisor Valerie Jarrett is 60. Actor D.B. Sweeney is 55. Actor Patrick Warburton is 52. Retired MLB All-Star pitcher Curt Schilling is 50 years old. Rock musician Brian Yale is 48. Rock singer Butch Walker is 47. Actor Corey Michael Smith is 30. Actor Graham Patrick Martin is 25. Thought for today: I never gave away anything without wishing I had kept it, nor kept anything without wishing I had given it away. Lois Brooks, American actress, born in this state in 1906 and died in 1985. There are just 41 days away from Christmas, so let's get ourselves in a joyous, merry mood. Thanksgiving is next Thursday, so it is holiday season. So let's hear a holiday song.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
Christmas cookies, I love baking, and I love to be merry during the Christmas season. Right now, we're going to go ahead and recap week 10 of the National Football League. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 28-7. The Denver Broncos beat the New Orleans Saints 25-23. The Texans beat the Jaguars 24-21. The Eagles beat the Falcons 24-15. The Chiefs beat the Panthers 20-17. My Buccaneers beat the Bears 36-10. Woo! The Rams beat the Jets 9-6. That's a real low-score game. The Redskins beat the Vikings 26-20. The Titans destroyed the Packers 47-25. The Dolphins beat the Chargers 31-24. The Cardinals beat the 49ers 23-20. The Cowboys beat the Steelers 35-30. And the Seahawks beat the Patriots 31-24. Tonight on ESPN, Monday Night Football. The New York Giants take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't miss Monday Night Football tonight. Giants-Bengals, ESPN, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. All right. It's now time for our special recipe. And if you're looking for a delicious Thanksgiving dessert recipe, you cannot go wrong with my recipe. Tonight, I'm going to give you a delicious, moist, creamy, caramely cheesecake recipe. And I'm going to be utilizing my favorite candy bar of all time, Twix. So here we go. So here's the Twix cheesecake recipe. You're going to need 8 ounces of cream cheese, 2 cups of powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 container of Cool Whip. And you're also going to need some caramel candy. And you're also going to need a prepared Oreo pie crust, or your favorite pie crust of all time. So, directions. You're going to cream together your cream cheese, your powdered sugar, and your vanilla until it's nice and fluffy. Then you're going to fold in your Cool Whip. You're going to leave it to a side for a little while. Then you're going to melt the caramel candies with a little bit of water, or you could use heavy cream, about a tablespoon of heavy cream. You're going to melt that until it's nice and smooth caramel. You're going to pour the caramel into the cheesecake mixture, and then you're going to chop up some Twix bars and toss that into the mixture. Then you're going to pour this into your pie crust, and you're going to decorate with some more chopped Twix bars. And then you can put that in the fridge and let it set for up to 24 hours. The longer you let it set, the better. So let it set for up to 24 hours, and you're ready to serve that. So if you have people who love chocolate and caramel, this Twix cheesecake, or a.k.a. Twix pie, will be a hit. So I hope you try my Twix pie recipe for Thanksgiving next week, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, I hope you enjoyed our debut show here on Lunch with Alice Cardinelli. So I hope you enjoy my debut for Lunch with Alice Cardinelli. Now, tomorrow I have a special show planned for you. Tomorrow I'm going to recap WWE Monday Night Raw. I'm going to talk about the top 5 best movies of 2016. And I got another special Thanksgiving recipe for you, Reese's Cheesecake. And there's going to be more news and current events and much more tomorrow. So join me tomorrow at 1 p.m. WWE Monday Night Raw review, the top 5 best movies of 2016, Reese's Cheesecake recipe, and more. I hope you guys enjoyed the debut of Lunch with Alice Cardinelli. Don't forget to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking the follow button. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Lunch with Alice Cardinelli. And coming soon, Lunch with Alice Cardinelli will be on Stitcher and iTunes. So stay tuned for an announcement when we go on Stitcher and iTunes. Big Boss Man Alice Cardinelli saying thank you for listening and have a great rest of your Monday. Enjoy the show and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Lunch with Alex Cardinale. Alex hopes you have enjoyed the show and will return for our next episode. Remember, Lunch with Alex airs every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific at blogtalkradio.com/Lunch with Alex Cardinale. Have a good rest of your day. Bye for now. Boss Man Alex says, have a nice day.